And we welcome you back now on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Lisa Mayo, who is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, getting up to speed on everything tourism related in Tuolumne County. Lisa, next thing I want to ask you about is the topic of regional collaboration. Is there still quite a bit of work between the counties in this region?
There's a lot of work between the counties. We still have our regional group that's under the Visit California umbrella, the Gold Country Visitors Association, of which I've been the president of for far too many years. Nobody else is stepping up. But that's been a wonderful group to remain a part of through everything. And also we belong to the High Sierra Visitors Council, and then also the Yosemite Gateways, not to be confused with the Yosemite Gateway Partners, but it's the four counties that touch Yosemite National Park, those being Mono, Madera, Mariposa, and Tuolumne. But yes, the Gold Country Visitors Association, through this time, we have done a lot of collaboration. We've done some social media campaigns around wine and water, some things that we haven't done before. So we generally get a grant through Visit California, and we did get that this year, but it was $15,000 as opposed to $60,000. So it was kind of an opportunity for us to think a little bit outside the box, and we offered these pay-to-play programs for partners within the region, and that worked out really well. And I'm happy to say that Visit California was able to up their grant program this year to $30,000. So we're making our way back to that $60,000. But it's wonderful having the collaborations, because we're like a family, and we all go through a lot of the same things, whether it be this pandemic or wildfires or public safety power shutoffs or government shutdowns. There's all these things that we all help each other out through and glean a lot of ideas and insights from one another.
Have you gotten much feedback from Visit California about what's kind of anticipated or projections when it comes to tourism over the next year?
We get regular communications from Visit California, and I think it's such a fluid situation. It's really hard for anyone to land on something super specific, but definitely their messaging right now is calling all Californians, and it's all about asking Californians to vacation in California, because we're all helping each other that way. We're putting money back into our state. And I think that's a really great campaign. They've got television commercials around it. I know that they are really wanting to open up their international markets. There's 13 of them, and are making plans to start with some of those that seem most appropriate at this time.
So are you directly involved with Visit California as well?
I am. I was actually really honored to be asked to be a part of their task force that revolves around the $95 million that they received through the state this past year. It's been an interesting process just listening and seeing how they create and come up with what they're doing. And it was an honor to be asked to be on that. We're looking forward to another meeting in October to see where things are at and to see how they're spending their $95 million. I mean, it gives us, as Tuolumne County, some great insight on what we should be doing and kind of going along with following their lead.
How about just kind of the state of local tourism? Have you had any interesting observations recently?
I think one of the most interesting and amazing things are the number of new businesses that have opened up over this past 18 months or so. It absolutely is incredible to me, the people that have taken this risk at this time to open. And it's fun to see, you know, breweries coming up. Breweries are such a hot commodity, and everybody wants to go to a craft brewery and try the different beers. And so we've got a couple of those, and we have a new bed and breakfast, you know, just so many things, new stores. It's just been really great to see that growth. And we have so many entrepreneurs, just very talented people. We have a great shop right next door to us, Local Collective, that just is highlighting our local artists and makers and just really creative people, you know, opening their doors. It's wonderful. It's so fun to promote that too.
And is a vacation planner planned again this year?
Yes, we are in the midst of planning the 2022 Travel Inspiration Guide is what we called it, because we were last year all about inspirational travel, not actually traveling. It was very interesting. We generally print 100,000 copies of that, but this last year we went in half. This was a big topic among a lot of destination marketing organizations. Like, are you doing a guide or should we do one? And we thought, well, we'll do one, but we'll just print half of them. And we went through them so quickly, we ordered another 10,000 of them and are almost through with those. And so we are definitely doing the next guide, and we'll be upping the quantity again because they are still very popular. And our guide was also part of a research study about the significance or the feasibility, I guess, of creating planners anymore because they're print, and are people still using them? And the preliminary research is showing that they are super user, you know, everybody wants them. It's amazing. And so that was, we'll get the official results of that at a conference later next month. But it was fun to be a part of that project and see that, yep, people really do use them still.
I noticed too with Visit Tuolumne County, the wording wander freely being used every once in a while. Is that kind of a new marketing strategy too?
That is. And that was something that we hired a company last year called Augustine Agency. And right as we hired them, we went into shutdown mode, and we were trying to understand like what we needed to do, how we could support our businesses. And so while they presented this Wander Freely campaign, which has gone over really well, we had to quickly stop it, and we changed it to Wander Locally. Sure. And that was more just about letting people here, our residents here, know how to shop online at different stores. It doesn't have, that's not just at big box stores that you can shop online. You can shop locally online too. And so there was a lot of that was part of it. And just getting out and you know, letting people know where to go to wander and just kind of feel like they weren't cooped up in their homes. And then, of course, we got to start using Wander Freely again. It's been a part of television and radio and print and digital. So it's gone over really, really well.
Well, anything else we haven't talked about that you're also looking at this next year, or any new initiatives that are kind of out there on the horizon?
Well, one of the things that we have done in the past is the Tuolumne County Restaurant Week. And I know it's a little ways off, but we're going to have that again in January. This last year, it was a totally online effort, and it was a time when people could only do to-go. So we highlighted that, and we kind of went with a theme of cuisine from around the world and highlighted different ethnic restaurants in our area. And so this next year, definitely we're looking at hopefully an in-person restaurant week, because that's always a fun time. So I would say that's something that we are definitely have in the works as well.
And then for anybody who's unfamiliar, you know, revenue that comes to the Visit Tuolumne County is TOT, and do you also have membership as well?
We do. We have, yes, the transient occupancy tax. We receive a portion of that. And then we do have a membership. It's $150 a year. And basically it's, you know, people can get on our website, can be on our website with their listing and links to their businesses, as well as getting in the Travel Inspiration Guide. And then there's a number of other ways that we promote. But our job is always to promote Tuolumne County as a whole. And so we continue to do that. But with membership, we're able to kind of call different businesses out and highlight them.
We appreciate the update on tourism in Tuolumne County. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
Just that we're looking forward to a better year and to a lot of success for our community. And just get out there. You know, even if you're a resident, explore Tuolumne County. It's a great place.
Hopefully a little less uncertainty in the years ahead, or year ahead here. And
let's
and
hope
a,
so.
A good year. So, yeah.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate the update on tourism and everything that's going on with Visit Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Been joined on the program today by Lisa Mayo. She is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. See you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.